Welcome to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. Each day we will profile one politician and other government officials in a completely random order. You can follow us at pointedwords.com and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Now let's get started with today's profile of Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas. Senator Rafael Edward Cruz, known to most as Ted Cruz, is a key figure in American politics and a deeply influential conservative leader. Born on December 22, 1970, in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, Cruz has a unique background that informs his political philosophy and conservative values. His mother, Eleanor Dara, is of Irish and Italian descent and was born in Wilmington, Delaware. A notable aspect of his story, she was the first in her family to attend college and earned a degree in mathematics from Rice University, a rarity for women at the time. Cruz's father, Rafael Cruz, grew up in Cuba and experienced firsthand the impacts of political repression, which profoundly influenced his son's views on government and individual freedom. Rafael fled Cuba in 1957 after being briefly imprisoned under the Batista regime, ultimately immigrating to the United States. These family roots, grounded in a strong belief in personal liberty and a wary view of government overreach, significantly shaped Cruz's values and political leanings. As a child, Cruz was raised in Houston, Texas, where his parents relocated shortly after his birth. He attended private schools and quickly demonstrated a passion for learning and debate. From an early age, Cruz was known for his intellectual curiosity and his competitive nature. He became deeply involved in debate and public speaking, showing a keen interest in policy and politics that would only grow as he entered adulthood. After graduating from Second Baptist High School in Houston, he was accepted to Princeton University, where he studied public policy at the Woodrow Wilson School of Public and International Affairs. At Princeton, Cruz made a name for himself as an award-winning debater, known for his tenacity, eloquence, and skill in defending his arguments, even in high-pressure situations. He won several national and international debate awards, and these accomplishments cemented his reputation as a rising star in the world of academic debate. After his undergraduate studies, Cruz went on to Harvard Law School, graduating magna cum laude in 1995. At Harvard, Cruz continued to excel, and his legal acumen caught the attention of many, including Professor Alan Dershowitz, who praised Cruz's intellect and described him as one of the brightest students he had taught. During this time, Cruz also joined the Harvard Law Review, further honing his analytical and writing skills. After law school, Cruz launched his career with one of the most prestigious accomplishments for a young lawyer, clerking for Chief Justice William Rehnquist at the U.S. Supreme Court. Not only was he one of the few Hispanic Americans to hold this role, but his clerkship also gave him a rare first-hand look at the inner workings of the highest court in the land, cementing his belief in strict constitutionalism and conservative jurisprudence. Following his clerkship, Cruz entered the legal field, working in private practice and later transitioning into government roles during George W. Bush's administration. He served as an Associate Deputy Attorney General at the U.S. Department of Justice and later as Director of the Office of Policy Planning at the Federal Trade Commission. These positions gave Cruz experience in both regulatory and legal matters, expanding his expertise in areas such as antitrust law and federal regulations. But it was his time as Texas's Solicitor General that would set him on a path to political prominence. In 2003, Cruz became the Solicitor General of Texas, serving as the state's chief appellate lawyer and representing Texas before the U.S. Supreme Court. During his tenure, he argued 9 cases before the Supreme Court, gaining national attention for his courtroom presence and advocacy on conservative issues. Notable cases included his defense of the Second Amendment in Asterisk District of Columbia versus Heller and his support for the constitutionality of the phrase, "under God," in the Pledge of Allegiance in Asterisk Elk Grove Unified School District versus Nudo. One of his most high-profile cases was Asterisk Medellin versus Texas Asterisk, where Cruz argued successfully against an International Court of Justice ruling, asserting Texas's right to ignore the court's directive on the treatment of a Mexican national on death row. This case established Cruz's stance on the limits of international law in the U.S. and reinforced his belief in American sovereignty. Cruz's accomplishments as Solicitor General made him a hero among conservatives and set the stage for his political career. After stepping down as Solicitor General in 2008, Cruz briefly returned to private practice, working at a prestigious law firm where he continued to champion conservative causes and constitutional issues. By 2012, he had built a formidable reputation among conservatives in Texas and decided to run for the U.S. Senate. In his campaign, Cruz positioned himself as a conservative outsider willing to challenge the Republican establishment, drawing strong support from Tea Party activists. His underdog victory in the Republican primary against the well-known Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst garnered national attention and solidified Cruz's image as a principled conservative ready to stand against political norms. Since taking office, Cruz has remained a consistent and vocal advocate for conservative values, serving Texas and gaining both supporters and critics along the way. Now, let's explore the reasons why some people support Ted Cruz. Many of Cruz's supporters are drawn to his staunch conservative values, which align with traditional Republican principles like limited government, individual liberties, and a strict interpretation of the Constitution. His legal background and experience as a constitutional attorney give him credibility among voters who prioritize judicial conservatism. Cruz is a leading voice on issues like Second Amendment rights, where he advocates for minimal restrictions on gun ownership, and on issues like states' rights, which he views as a cornerstone of American federalism. For his supporters, Cruz's advocacy against the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, and his support for tax reform exemplify his commitment to reducing government influence and promoting free market principles. In foreign policy, Cruz is seen as a strong advocate for national security and a critic of perceived weakness in U.S. foreign relations. He has been outspoken on the need for a strong U.S.-Israel relationship and has called for hardline approaches to counter threats from countries like Iran and North Korea. Finally, let's discuss some of the reasons people may not support Ted Cruz. One critique is his willingness to take uncompromising stances that sometimes alienate even members of his own party. For example, Cruz was central to the 2013 government shutdown over attempts to defund the Affordable Care Act, a move that was controversial even among Republicans and had broad political repercussions. Cruz's critics also argue that his approach to politics can be divisive, and some view him as more focused on ideology than on bipartisan solutions. In addition, Cruz's 2016 presidential campaign, during which he clashed with fellow Republicans and faced criticism for his campaign tactics, has left lingering opposition from within the GOP. For opponents, his hard-line stance on immigration, including his resistance to comprehensive reform, can appear out of step with an increasingly diverse electorate in his home state of Texas. These positions, combined with his often outspoken style, contribute to a mixed reputation among the public and even among some conservatives. Thanks for listening, and remember, join us at pointedwords.com where you can follow the podcast and join in the discussion.